1430 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Mike Kinzel and Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon at 12 noon. Rusty, temperatures at 16 degrees, wind chills up to 3 above zero now.
Not going
to
get much warmer the rest of today. 18 for a high, but we'll see mostly sunny skies.
Well, serious crime in the city of Sheboygan last year declined by 18%. If you go back 5 years, it was actually down by 30%. Police Chief Chris Domogalski attributes the decline to a number of factors, one of them being police recognizing that crime is not random.
We need to understand that crime isn't random, that it's concentrated in both the places where it occurs and the people that are involved in it. And so if we concentrate our efforts in those two areas, place and people, we can have a much more success in driving it down.
Domogalski said police have also concentrated on building relationships as they investigate crime to help police obtain useful information about crime. The police department's annual report shows only one murder in Sheboygan last year compared to three in 2012. Robberies were down from 21 to 7. There were 187 burglaries reported last year. That's 73 fewer than the year before. That's a 30-year low. And Domogalski says there's still room for improvement.
Over half of those are residential burglaries, so it's either somebody breaking into a house or garage and taking property. And when we look at those, over 60% of those are still unlocked.
And he said 93% of vehicle entries in the city occurred because of unlocked vehicles.
It's not getting cheaper to fill the gas tank. Gas prices rose again over the past week to a statewide average of $3.42 for a gallon of unleaded regular. Wisconsin AAA says that is up 5 cents from 1 week ago and 17 cents more than 1 month ago. Here in Sheboygan County, prices over the weekend range from $3.30 to $3.49. At most Sheboygan stations, the price is $3.43.
Well, Scott Walker said today there is no secret email system in the governor's office similar to the one his former aides used when he was the Milwaukee County executive. Walker's been busy this past week answering questions both in state and nationally related to the release of 27,000 documents connected to former county aide Kelly Rindfleisch. Walker said he's more diligent than previous governors to make sure his tax-funded office staff does not work on campaign business, believing the best way his staff can help do his job and do a good job is to do that job and then leave the rest to his campaign staff. Walker added the Democratic National Committee is making the issue bigger than what it needs to be to counter the positives he sees in the state as having results during his governorship.
It's new in the sense that some of the documents that they looked at are now being released publicly for the first time, although many of them have been released in the past, even several years ago.
Walker was on Fox News Sunday yesterday.
We can expect a lot of money to be spent on the governor's race this year. That from Mike McCabe of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
It'll, I think, easily set the record for spending in a regular election for governor. I don't think it's going to come close to the amount of spending we saw in the 2012 recall election, but when it comes to regular elections, This will be the most expensive one ever.
Approaching $50 million or more, that according to McCabe. Governor Walker is expected to formally announce his reelection bid this spring, and it appears that Democratic nominee will be Mary Burke, who made a fortune from Trek Bicycle.
Ousted Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych, officially wanted by police now for mass murder. Ukraine's acting interior minister announced today an arrest warrant's been issued for Yanukovych. It's not known where Yanukovych is hiding out after he fled Kiev on Friday.
The NFL could be ready to institute a rule which would penalize a player for using a racial slur on the field. The head of the Fritz Pollard Alliance, which monitors diversity in the NFL, says the matter was discussed recently among general managers and owners. An automatic 15-yard penalty has been discussed for first-time offenses, with an ejection for second infractions.
Apprenticeships in Wisconsin are on the decline, and at a time when companies are looking for qualified building and skilled manufacturing employees. There were only 9,800 apprenticeships in the state last year, about 6,000 fewer than 2001.
A gruesome incident out in western Wisconsin. Police and Chippewa Falls continue to investigate the death of a person whose body parts were strewn across several miles of railroad tracks. An ID card was among the personal items found. Authorities said the victim was either walking alone on the tracks or on a passing train. A passerby reported the incident about 7 o'clock yesterday morning after finding items on the tracks.
13 people were hospitalized for carbon monoxide poisoning in Arcadia in western Wisconsin yesterday afternoon. Seven adults and five children were in a home that was being heated with a charcoal grill. No word on their conditions. A responding police officer was also overcome but was treated and released from the hospital.
The suddenly popular ice skates reopened this weekend west of Bayfield. They had been closed last Thursday after an 18-inch snowstorm hit the region, raising fears about shaky ice under the snow. But on Saturday, officials affirmed that the ice was safe. They are recommending to people, though, that they do use snowshoes and skis until a path can be cleared out.
President Obama imploring governors to work with his administration to help boost economic growth. Speaking to members of the National Governors Association at the White House, the president praised several states which have acted independently to raise the minimum wage. Obama's been pushing Congress to raise that national minimum wage to $10.10 an hour.
Green Bay might become the next Wisconsin city to ban handheld cell phones while driving. A city council committee will discuss the idea tonight. A couple weeks ago, the city of Wausau enacted a similar ban.
How about that forecast, Rusty?
Mostly sunny, high near 18, but cold tonight, only a low near 6, and it's even going to get colder as the week progresses. We'll be single digits for highs.
And again, we're at 16 with a wind chill at 3 above as we get back to Rush.